My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
CBS Sports Network, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Dump Studio.
Hey, and I have to give a congratulations out to two former teammates of mine who have been announced as Ring of Honor inductees this upcoming season for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, they announced that. Nice.
That's right. This time last year, they announced me. So now they have announced Tim Crumry, the nose tackle. For many of you who don't know who he is, he was a 10th round draft pick out of the University of Wisconsin, and he was a butcher ball of nails. That's how I would describe him. He was an insanely good player, tough player. He went into coaching, and he used to challenge his defensive linemen to fights as they were wearing their helmets and pads, and he was not. He was a wrestler as well, and he was the heart and soul of the Bengal defense when I was there. So he was a terrific, terrific player. And then, of course, the great Corey Dillon got in this year, and Corey richly deserves this honor. And I know he complained last year about it, but you know, I don't think he understood like the timing of how all of this went down and how late the Bengals are to the party when it comes to recognizing their old player.
Buenos tacos, amigos.
Yeah, so Collinsworth still waits.
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that, like, again, I wish they would have done it chronologically. But, you know, they've asked their season ticket holders to vote on the players. And I'm not saying that they got anybody wrong. They got us all right. But I also would have liked to have seen, you know, some other players that played long before I even got there have their day in the sun, too. Because, you know, they're getting older.
Do you think the Corey Dillon nomination was a squeaky wheel spot?
No, I think Corey was a great, great football player. A great football player, and one of the best players I've ever played with. And,
oh, look at that.
And his many doodles. Yeah, how great is that?
Yep.
Yep. And so, yeah, the guys, Willie Anderson, Anthony Munoz, Isaac Curtis, Ken Riley, of course, the great Ken Anderson, all those guys were already in there. But I just wish they would have done it chronologically. So older guys who were there, like I said, well before I was there, could have had their day or may... They may still have their day, but you hope that everybody's around to see them get the induction into the Ring of Honor.
That is correct. So congratulations to those guys. We know that this year is a huge year for the New York Giants, as it's the 100th year. It's a centennial year for the Giants, and they are unveiling their top 100 players throughout the summer, and we'll be out there at training camp at some point during the summer as well. And it's all sort of, and this is why they're on Hard Knocks, too. I mean, I think that the NFL, as you have pointed out, wanted to do the training camp Hard Knocks with the Giants, and John Mara didn't want that, so they created this offseason one, which I think has worked out pretty well for them. I know some people want to criticize them, but, you know, it's easy to criticize the Giants right now. It's because they've just been bad for a long period of time, so it's really easy to knock them. But it is funny how... You know, last year with the Jets and that Hard Knocks before Aaron Rodgers got hurt, I mean, the Jets didn't get much criticism at all during that Hard Knocks episode. The only thing that I remember criticizing was Rob Saleh's ability to speak in front of the team, and I was just like uninspired by that. But it was all about the Jets and the changing and the culture, and things are different, you know, and boy, everything else. And then obviously it
fell apart. The Jets are looking for a new coach next year that can hire Dana White. He was unbelievable last night.
I didn't see his speech.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did not see Dana White's speech. Yep, I saw the Hulk Hogan stuff.
He was good.
Yeah, I saw Hulk Hogan.
They're all good. I mean, they're
ripping
all
his shirt off.
Singing the same tune, man. They all want goodness for everybody.
Goodness for everybody.
Goodness for everybody.
Who doesn't want goodness for everybody?
I want optimism, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jets have optimism.
Yeah. I think it's a little more...
The Giants are a little bit... I know that, like, Mike Lombardi, you know, killed Joe Shane for all the different things going on there. But, you know, Joe Shane didn't want this. This is something that the NFL jammed down the Giants' throat. And unfortunately, Joe Shane is center stage because it's the offseason decision-making time.
Yeah.
And that's where the general manager shines. That's where they do most of their work. And if I sit back here and I think about what Joe Shane was trying to do this offseason, I can't argue about anything that he tried to do when it came to free agency and it came to the draft. I mean, I know they tried to get a quarterback.
They
brought in Drew Locke. I know, look, they secured their backup. They wanted a big athletic quarterback because that's what Brian Daboll likes. I know that they were trying to trade up. You want to say Drake May, you want to say Jaden Daniels, whatever. They couldn't get it done because the teams in front of them needed those quarterbacks. So here we are. The Giants did whatever they possibly could to kind of rid themselves a little bit of the past, which is Saquon Barkley leaving and going to Philadelphia, unfortunately, but also trying to bring in some of the better free agents that were available for positions that were positions of need. And then, of course, the great trade, or the big trade, I should say, for Brian Burns from Carolina.
All right, so as we sit here today, obviously the draft stuff is done and the free agency stuff has been done. We're heading into training camp stuff coming up. The Giants are at 6.5 wins with their over-under right now. And the vig on that is it's minus 150 for the under, meaning that they believe that it's leaning towards the under. And if it got to somewhere like minus 175, it might actually go down to 6 even. But they like to have a half, so there's a winner and a loser. But it's 6.5.
All right, I got to think now. So the Giants open with the Vikings at home, and then they're at the Commanders. I got to believe that they're going to be able to compete with both of those teams.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
All right, so both the Jets and Giants, with the Giants, you know, could they be 2-0 at the end of those 2 weeks? Yeah, but they also could be 0-2 as well.
Sure.
I mean, so this is like a very, very... to me, it's a number that I think...
You can't bet it.
I can't.
Can't bet it. If you feel strongly either way about that number, it means you're either a psycho Giant fan or you are a psycho Giant hater.
All right, we're going to find out by week three, because they're at the Browns in week three, and the Browns are going to have one of the best defenses in football. And we are going to find out about the compete level of the Giants on offense in that game specifically. I think the Commanders are going to be better defensively just simply because their head coach is defensive in nature. And I don't know how good Minnesota's defense is going to be, but I know that they're going to have quarterback issues, if you will.
You think?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
I do think Sam Darnold will play okay. I don't think he's going to be great, but I do think he could play okay. And I think there's a small chance that he could be a fun storyline this year about his career being reinvigorated because he's playing indoors for half of his games, and he's got Justin Jefferson, he's got Jordan Addison, he's got T.J. Hockenson, he's got Aaron Jones. So, and their offensive line played better last year than they had in a very long time. So, I mean, there's a chance, but the bottom line is the Giants they're not getting a juggernaut at home week one.
Right, I just want to see, like I said, the compete level of the offense, and I want to see if they're going to get pushed around by top-end defenses this year. Because if they get pushed around, you know, forget it, it's going to be another long season.
Yep.
And how this season plays out, and if they have another long season and Philadelphia goes on to win the division and Saquon Barkley has a combined 2,000 yards, that's probably not going to look good for Joe Shane.
No, probably not. Now, the Jets over-under is 9.5 as it sits here right now.
And we looked at the Jets' schedule yesterday. We talked about the first six games and how the NFL, I think, has set them up for
a big start.
A really good start. And they may lose the first game to San Francisco, but after that, there's like four or five games that they could reel off four or five wins right in a row if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy and does what we expect him to do.
Yes, and that's obviously the big deal. And if they win week one, they could go on a tremendous run there. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of winnable games on paper there if this team is what we expect them to be.
And I like where their bye is. It's week 12. It's a little bit later in the season. Gives them a chance to, you know, take a break at that point. You got Steelers in there who will have a hell of a defense. Russell Wilson, most likely a quarterback. Or Justin Fields, one of those two. I mean, your defense has got to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we know the compete level of the Steelers. We know what it's like when you go there and play in Pittsburgh. And this is not Kenny Pickett's team. Certainly not Ben Roethlisberger's team anymore. But you got to believe that these are the games that you have to compete in. These are the games you can't get pushed around in. And that's when you really truly find out what your team is like. When you go on the road against a team that's going to have a top five defense. And I don't care if you win the game 17-10. It doesn't matter. You got to show up and you got to compete your ass off in situations like that and in an environment like that.
888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Danny is out in Queens. What's going on, Danny?
Good morning, guys. Big fan. Hey, listen, I want you to take this serious and don't make a mockery of this, all right? Because it's an important question.
Okay.
You're laughing already. Diminishing my point. Let me get my point out. I'm sorry.
Well, why don't you get your point in and stop telling us you're going to get your point in and get your point in.
You guys do commercials. Al does two live reads. He does the Farmer's Dog live read, and he does a...
Boar's Head.
Boar's Head live read, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know that Al has a very unique diet. Gun to the head, he's stuck in the studio, he can't leave. Both those stuff's there. Is he eating the Farmer's Dog, or is he eating the Boar's Head? I have an opinion that he's going to eat Farmer's Dog.
Interesting, Danny.
That is a very interesting question.
It's definitely the Boar's Head. He loves his Boar's Head. He makes sandwiches. He has people over. He makes sandwiches.
Even though the Farmer's Dog is human grade.
It is human grade, but it would be the Boar's Head because he loves it so much.
I know what it is for me. I mean, I'm the Boar's Head guy around here. I don't know how he ended up getting the Boar's Head.
You brought it to Cincinnati, didn't you?
I did, man. I've been the Boar's Head guy since I've been 10 years old.
I'll tell you how Al got the Boar's Head endorsement.
Cheaper?
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. Okay, there you go.
Let's see. So, in other words, I'm here sitting and I'm listening to that, and he's getting paid for it, and I'm not.
That's right. That's what's going on.
And let's not forget Princeton Longevity.
By the way, that's a coattail spot.
Oh, wow.
That's 100% coattail spot.
Oh, agreed. 100%. All of us. All of us owe our existence to you.
Oh, shut up.
Stop. And he could not even keep a straight face there. Could not keep a straight face.
By the way, I forgot to tell you this.
Okay.
So Monday, I'm playing at the Winged Foot for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation golf tournament and Tommy Hughes' golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd put a winning team together. I had my man Mikey K, I had Teddy V, and of course, Wally. And Wally played great. He started out birdie-birdie. And it was great. I thought, man, we're going to be on the roll. But remember I told you, this is a perfect... I don't know if I told you this, but I told you it was going to be a leech spot. I saw a changing of numbers.
Oh, again?
Yes, yes.
He is unbelievable. No shame with that Wally Zerbian.
And that's what I'm saying. It was a leech spot, and he's switching numbers with a buddy of mine that he had never met before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a buddy of mine is a very good golfer, belongs to a number of really nice golf clubs.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've been around a lot of your friends very rarely. Now, generally, what they'll do is if they want to keep in contact with me, they'll reach out. I don't do the leech spot thing. I don't ask anybody for anything.
I don't think it's right. Hey, let me have your number. I'll do that.
But yes. I'll never be the one like Wally initiates. I don't initiate.
Yeah, I don't know if I couldn't tell whether or not he was initiating. But he's got a
reputation that precedes him.
That he initiates.
That he's an initiating leecher. Yes.
Yes, he does initiate.
Yeah.
But people like him.
I like him.
We all like him.
I mean, he's a tough guy to dislike. He's someone that, you know, in the golf, and he's a good golfer, and he's fun to be around. He's a good-looking guy. You bring Wally Szczerbiak, right? I mean, everybody knows Wally. I mean, over at the member guest situation I was at earlier this week, everybody. You know how many times Wally's name came up? All the time.
Oh, man.
I play with Wally here. I play with Wally there. Oh, me and Wally did this. You know, this guy knows Wally. You know him? Because he knows Wally.
In the golf world, Wally is known, man. Because he calls it himself the PLT, the Professional Leisure Tour. And he is enjoying that right now better than anybody I know.
Are you familiar with someone named the Puma?
No.
Okay, because the Puma knew Wally.
Oh, the Puma knew Wally?
Yeah, the Puma, yeah.
Okay.
And the Puma apparently is
be careful.
He's in the golf world he's a very respected man.
Okay.
In the golf world. I'm being careful. Trust me. He's a very respected man. And then I met the Puma, and the Puma said, I played with Wally many times. And I said, wow. I mean, man, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did Wally invite him, or did he invite Wally?
I think he invited Wally.
So it was the initiation of Wally initiating himself into Puma's world.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Puma, great guy, by the way.
Great awesome. Guy for the I love awesome. The Puma.
I'm surprised you don't know the Puma. The way was described to me and how nice of a guy he was, I was like, Boomer's got to know the Puma.
I may know the Puma, but I may not know him as the Puma.
I think everybody knows him as the Puma. Well, I think the guy that he was playing with doesn't know him as anything but the Puma.
Yeah, but then I don't know him then, because I don't know a Puma.
And it's great because he refers to himself.
I know a Puma, but I don't know a Puma.
He's like, he'll refer to himself in the third person as the Puma. It just cracks you up. He'll be like, the Puma's not eating fries today. Something like that.
That's great. Weren't we on a Puma plane?
We were.
Yes, we were, yes.
Yeah, that was out to Vegas, and that was Jay-Z's old plane. This has nothing to do with the Puma that I met the other day.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, the flight out?
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, the flight back when we were the last ones to get on the plane, and I was sitting thigh to thigh with Al Dukes with no seatbelt on, and then next to Benji, who was getting up to vomit every 5 seconds. That wasn't as enjoyable, but it was better than than it could have been.
Vomiting?
Oh, yeah. He got up to puke like 3 or 4 times. Yeah.
Is this from the night before, or was it because he has a hard time flying?
From the night before. Yeah.
That's not good.
Nah. Bad look.
It's definitely a bad look.
Especially in that situation.
Was it food poisoning, or was it hungover?
I kind of think, you know, food poisoning thing is kind of an excuse.
Okay.
You know, but
right.
As far as I know, it was a long night. Had to pop on that plane. Remember, it was early.
Yes, it was.
We left early.
But we had to work. We worked.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
CBS Sports Network.
Shane Lowry's out there doing his thing, man. I tell you, he's just built for this. He just looks like a man who should be playing in these conditions. So good on for him, as they say.
Well, he is Irish.
Yeah, I know.
It's I know they're playing in Scotland, but I mean, this, he grew up playing in this weather.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, he's essentially indigenous to that area.
Yes, and the wind is whipping, and there's no way the wind is pushing him over because he's built like a fire hydrant.
That is true. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there, man?
Have you seen any more of Phil?
I haven't seen a thing. They haven't shown Phil one time on the television.
They keep showing Tiger, and it's painful to watch.
I mean, he looks absolutely... He looks like he's in pain, and he looks like he's having a terrible time.
Well, Phil has fallen off. He's made a couple of bogeys in a row, so he's now at plus five.
Now, who is this, and what are
this
they
This is
in?
Cameron Young.
Yeah. Oh, poor Cam.
That's kind of fun, actually, to see that. Poor guy.
He's on the side of a hill.
Yeah.
In the hedge.
He looks like he's right. He looks like he's in the forest.
And he didn't get out.
Not good. We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door. Ouch. And brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. A little off the beaten path here this hour. We know that, you may not know, but Evan's on vacation. So your boy, Sean Morash, is in studio with Tiki this week. And I don't know how this came up, but they were having a conversation about pizza. And this was Sean's take on the local pizza around here, you know, where we work.
And right now, just go right down the street to LTD Pizza, and you will not be disappointed.
By the way, they want to make a slice named after us, by the way, at LTD
Who wants
Pizza.
To make the LTD?
Yeah.
Didn't never tell me that when I go in there.
Well, I don't know if the owner is the one serving you.
I've walked in there 15 times, and not one person has said one thing to me.
Yeah, it's going
to
be made with American cheese and bologna.
Mayo.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, he didn't mention them, thankfully, in this clip.
I have had some of the places around here. I don't want to name names and crush them. I think they're fine. I think they're good. Joe's, John's a bleaker. I will name some names. Chuck E. Cheese has better pizza than them.
Okay, so there's so many things to get into here.
Yes, they do.
All right.
He's fat, so he would know.
All right. So how about a blind taste test for the doubters?
Blindfold you, put the slices out.
I'll do it. I'm good.
We have to. I don't want to be that. You guys might be rolling over on the BQE going, here comes Sean with hot takes again. I don't want to do this as a fat guy that loves pizza. I don't want to be the guy pounding the table for Chuck E. Cheese pizza. And you might take that as a slight at these great places in Manhattan. It's not a slight. That's how good Chuck E. Cheese pizza's become.
Yeah, it's he's when you say I'm not doing a hot take, you're doing a hot take. You know what I'm saying? He's just, this is classic playbook situation. There's nothing going on. I'm going to say how Chuck E. Cheese pizza is better than John's of Bleecker, and then it's gonna create a firestorm. That's what he does.
Well, yeah, well timed.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
exactly.
For sure. I mean, he did go on to say that Chuck E. Cheese has changed their pizza. If you haven't been there in a while, you don't know what you're missing.
I have not been there in a while. Chuck E. Cheese
or Sbarro in the airport.
I like Sbarro.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese since
If I'm in the airport and I want a slice of pizza, I'm going to Sbarro. I really don't see them anywhere else other than the
malls.
Airports.
We had
malls.
One.
The malls, yeah, they're in the mall.
Yeah, we had one at college. There was one in the dining hall, you know, Sbarro.
By the way, a guy with young kids, Tom Izzo, in here, he is saying, it's not better than New York City pizza. It is very good, the Chuck E. Cheese.
They must have changed it, because it used to taste like frozen pizza, but I'm going back 15 years. And as Sean said, the last 5 years,
quality
changed
control.
It.
There you go, yes. Quality right. control. Somebody took over, they hired a new CEO, probably.
Perhaps we need to test
it. He or she said, look, we got to fix this.
So I believe Tom Izzo. I do not believe Sean Morash.
Tom Izzo, the conspiracy theorist.
Okay. All right, time now for which was heard on the overnight. Which was heard on the overnight. We've had some different hosts, so we know it's not McMonagle. And I don't know, you tell me. I'm going to play two things. Which one was heard on the overnight on WFAN, clip one?
I mean, dude, that climax just hits you right in the face.
Okay, that's one. You've got that. Or was this heard in the overnight?
The second one, and that's Big Zoo.
The answer is both were heard on.
They were, okay.
I have no idea what the hell Pat Boyle is talking about.
I mean, dude, that climax just hits you right in the face.
But for Zoo, we'll get to why he did this.
God save generational talent around here. That's for
sure. That's Loogie. Oh, wow.
All right, so let's get to
God.
We will get to the zoo sound in a moment. It's part of this because he was doing the overnight this morning, and I was very proud of him as he got very testy with a caller. And I'm going to mention his name because what's the point? But this was over his take on Davante Adams, the Jets having Mike Williams already, the Jets having Garrett Wilson already. And his take was, don't waste your time with Davante Adams because it's overkill. They have plenty and they have what they need. Great defense, good running back, good receivers. And so he would get testy with the caller.
You know, you said, oh, you want Mike Williams to be the number one receiver.
So, when did I say that? I never said that, Brett. Brett, don't be making stuff up to fit whatever narrative you're trying to push.
No. You did.
I never said he should be the number one receiver, Brett. See, now you're going to say lies, bro. Now this is where you're going to put yourself on the verge of getting dropped.
No lies.
Don't be lying.
Don't hang up on me.
Don't be coming on here lying, Brett. Don't come on here lying, all right?
No, I'm not lying. You said it wouldn't fit.
Hang up on this dude. He's starting to get pissed, and this is when the animal sounds come out.
This guy's going to come on here, and he's going to tell me I said Mike Williams should be the number one receiver on this team. He's not listening to this show. He's going, and he's trying to find a way. Oh, he doesn't want Davante Adams. I need Davante. Davante is the only thing that matters. Davante is the piece.
All right, look, I will mention the caller because I think it's interesting because this man pisses off overnight hosts more than any person I have ever heard on the radio station. And this is, and I know he does it on purpose. Sometimes I think he doesn't. Like sometimes his takes really do annoy people. I can't imagine getting in a real life argument with Brett from Long Island. There's just no way. So there's been so many of these screaming episodes with all these hosts. So Sal had the famous one, the first one, which was Brett. Stop calling here. In fact, stop listening.
I don't remember that. That's right.
McMonagle screamed at him over Daniel Jones, like just completely lost. It was one of those days when McMonagle was just sleeping through Yankees hot stove. You know, he's just like, oh, Soto. Huh? And then Brett calls up. And he's like, and then Big Zoo's like, what it be, baby? Here we are. Yeah. There's stuff going on. Mets and Yankees. And then, like a walrus. I mean, this Brett is such an instigator. And Fleegs knows. I mean, you screen all the calls on the overnights. I mean, is there anybody that gets the host more riled up than Brett?
Not even close. And he does it on a consistent basis. Like, they're going to be, especially during football season, Sal and now McMonagle are going to yell at Brett at least 3 of the 5 days in the week. And part of the problem, too, like, he was saying, you know, that Zoo said something about Mike Williams. I heard it. What Zoo said was Mike Williams was, like, the best number two wide receiver in the league. I don't even know if Brett is trying to instigate all the time. He just completely mishears or misconstrues what all of these hosts say. He does it with C-Mac day after. You said this about Daniel Jones. No, I didn't. Then they end up screaming at each other about it anyway. But I don't even, like, that's what makes him almost magical in this way. Like, there are people who try to push Sal and see, like, they try to push the buttons. I don't even think he's trying to do that. That's just, that, like you said, I can't imagine getting into a real-life argument with
him. Yeah, and
he always says, my friend doesn't talk to me anymore. This friend doesn't talk to me. This friend doesn't talk to me. And that's when his calls make the most sense to me.
I wonder why.
Right, and there are times where I know he's conscious and self-aware about how he pisses everybody off, because there's sometimes he'll make a call just to cleanse the palate. Where he'll go, hey, how's it going? How are your kids? You know, I gotta go, oh, it was really funny what
then
you said.
Then he'll tell them how to parent them.
Yeah, right. So, like, he'll try to cleanse the palate, and then the next day he'll come back and then say something to piss somebody off. But, I mean, he is as stubborn and thick-headed and annoying.
And he's the kind of guy, and I think I've heard this at least once, when somebody has a tragedy, somebody in their family passes, he will call and express sympathy genuinely and then get into an argument.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately after.
I think
we had that a couple weeks ago, months ago. We played that,
Yeah.
It was a quick, anyway, back to the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, right. No, it started with, oh, man, that was really sad. I just wanted to say this. The next thing you know, it was like, shut up, Brett! God! I mean, that guy, I know he's somewhere around where I live, too. He's in Suffolk County. I need to just see what he looks like one day and just fully get his whole world. And he got mad at me because he said he was going to retire to Delaware. And I was like, what? I was like, well, Delaware.
Yeah,
like,
moved next to President Biden.
I was like, why of all places?
Oh, he got mad because you were making fun of retiring in Delaware?
Yeah.
Got it.
I was like, come on, Brett. Let's go.
The Tiger's on if you want to see.
I know. Great.
It's unbelievable. Well, he did a good job with Zoo this morning then, and Zoo was, I thought, handled himself quite well. So good for Big Zoo.
Yes.
That's
Big
what
Zoo.
I would say.
Yeah. I finally figured out what Big Zoo looks like. Finally figured it out. It hit me the other day. It's like as if Benicio del Toro was cast as Dom DeLuise.
That's not terrible.
I think that's as perfect a description as possible. I challenge anybody to come up with a better way to describe.
Did you do an AI generator and put those two in and see what kind of image comes out?
I'm sure Izzo could. But it's as if Benicio del Toro were cast as Dom DeLuise. That is what Big Zoo looks like. And if you know those two guys, just mold them together and you've got Big Zoo. That's it.
That's not bad.
That's he's got Benicio del Toro's face.
Yeah,
in a way,
it's not bad.
Which is weird. All right, someone just got hit with a golf ball.
I got to tell you, just watching this now, over the last probably 15 to 20 minutes, there have been more like amateur golf swings and just bad shots than you can even count. I mean, it's just over and over and over. All these guys are just hitting horrendous shots.
Except for Shane Lowry, who's putting the ball 10 feet from the pin on every hole.
Yeah, but even his drives are off the mark. Like all the drives, the wind is just driving the ball into the fescue.
Yep. Yeah. Izzo was going to work on that AI-generated thing, but the computers aren't working. So.
All right. Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mets and Yankees back on the field tonight. Mets in Miami against the Marlins. Yankees home for the Rays. A former Yankee, though he wasn't there that long, but he was part of the Yankees in the 90s, as we know. David Justice was on the Change the Game podcast. And this, I don't think this is anything we don't know, but just, well, there hasn't been much going on. So here he was talking about how things were so different when the boss was here and the mentality.
I reached out to him through Randy and a couple other people.
What the hell is that? Nope, that's the wrong one. It is this one.
How many games you think George Steinbrenner thought we should lose in a season?
Zero.
Zero. He never wanted you to think that it was ever okay for you to lose a game.
Complacency was not acceptable. As he said, he made us a tougher team.
When you set the standard that high, every day you show up with the mindset that we don't accept any losses, and you know you got to bring your A game every day. That's a different mentality, and that's what guys who are made for New York buy into. They show up for that pressure.
And I only bring it up because we talk every postseason, every year the season ends. You know, was it a failure? You didn't win the World Series. Jeter used to say it was a. They don't say that anymore. Now it's. Well, it's a crapshoot in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much time Hal spends going to these games and seeing the guys in person. I don't know if he stays down in Tampa the whole time, maybe comes up for a couple weekends in the summer. I'm not really sure. But he certainly doesn't have the towering prominence that his dad had.
No.
That's the thing that is missing. If you want to go back and talk about George Steinbrenner and all the craziness that was going on around him. He was just a towering presence when he walked in the room. You knew he was in there. You knew he was demanding. And if you played for him, you knew that he was going to say some things to you that were probably not going to be, you know, make you very happy.
Think about the audio I played from David Wells last
week. Oh, yes.
Yeah, right. Wanted to fight the guy.
Yes, exactly right. I just played this mistakenly, so I'll play it now. This was Terrell Owens on the Bubba Dub podcast.
Bubba Dub!
I'm not sure who that is, but so he was talking about the Patriots Antonio Brown situation when Brown walked off the field at MetLife Stadium and took his shirt off and was done with the team.
That's the Buccaneers, not the Patriots.
Was that the Bucs?
Yeah, it was the Bucs.
Oh, I thought it was the Patriots still before he went to Tampa.
No, it was the Bucs. Oh, Bruce Arians.
Yeah. Right. Anyhow.
Tom Brady was a quarterback. They were talking to each other on the sideline. Next thing you know, he took his clothes off and walked off the field.
Never put on a uniform again.
So here's the thing I've ever seen in an NFL football game.
T.O. saw an opportunity, but it was not reciprocated or thought of very highly on the other side.
I reached out to him through Randy and a couple other people just to come in and just play third down in red zone situation. You know, this dude really ignored me, bro. Just shows you how, like, the lack of respect is, but then when they get in front of you, they want to act like they respect you.
I guess, okay.
So he's talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how old was Terrell Owens at that time? Isn't he like 50? Didn't he just turn 50?
Probably.
Oh, he's, yeah. He couldn't have been much older than Tom Brady.
No. I'm saying he was probably in his mid-40s at that time. It was a few years ago now.
By the way, you know, last year when I went into the Ring of Honor in Cincinnati with Chad Johnson, Terrell Owens was there. Couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Yep.
Could not have been a nicer guy.
Yeah. Well, there was nothing not nice that? About that.
I don't know. I mean,
he's an odd guy. Terrell Owens an odd guy. Doesn't mean he's not a nice guy away from the field, but
yeah. But he seemed like he was engaged. Said hello. What's going on? Congratulations. I mean, he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
I'm sure he was. And then just quickly,
it's a weird spot to be a jerk, though. You know,
it is. But no, you could also be standoffish.
You don't belong here.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's your day. Your name's going up there. Like, what's he going to do? Spit on your shoes?
No, he could just be standoffish. Like, you not say anything.
Just quickly, Shane Lowry -7.
All right.
Second round of the British Open. Daniel Brown, he's hanging in there. He's -5. Alex Noren is 3-under, 1-under on his round today after shooting the 69 yesterday. And Justin Thomas tees off in about 15 minutes. He's also a 3-under.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo. The time to rise has been engaged.
I'm Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. So we're just talking about one of the callers here that gets all the overnight hosts riled up. And that's Brett on Long Island. And Brett makes everybody scream, and he got the big zoo, which is hard to do. Even Eric and Ron Konkama called up, and he said, man, I've never heard you get this angry, big zoo. And it was intense. He was screaming. He was yelling. You could hear the quivering in his voice. This was no act. And then I said, well, this Brett on Long Island got mad at me once because he said he was going to retire to Delaware. And I was like, man, I'd never really heard anybody say that. I mean, I've heard a lot of Long Islanders leave and go down to the Carolinas, you know, Hilton Head, stuff like that, Outer Banks. A lot of them go to Florida.
Their state finance laws may be good for people in their retirement ages.
But I'd never heard Delaware. So Alex in Delaware is listening.
All right.
And Alex in Delaware wants to change my mind, and you know me. I'm open.
You are open.
I'm an open book here. You want to sell me on Delaware? I'm here to listen. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
All right. So first off, you can keep Brett. He sounds like a douche. I don't want him. So let's not talk too much about this. But I am originally from Center Reach, Long Island.
Okay.
I moved to Delaware 12 years ago. I'm not retired. I'm 35.
But so you moved there for work, right?
Yeah, correct. And I got to Delaware, and I'm like, this will be 2 years. I'm not staying in Delaware. It's not even a state. Like, I didn't even know it was a state. So I moved to Delaware, and you grow to really like it. You're basically a suburb of New York. It's 2 hours away. I'm taking my son to a Yankees game in a couple of weeks. We'll drive there. It's 2 hours, which is how long it used to take me from Center Reach sometimes. So that's not a huge difference.
That is true, yes.
And you're on the ocean. You're down there on the ocean, Dewey Beach, right?
I'm not far.
Yep.
It's probably like an hour and a half from like the beaches. I'm in northern Delaware, so I'm kind of by where Biden, if he remembers where he lives, like that's about where we are.
Yeah.
So not far from there. But let me tell you this thing. Over, you hate paying taxes, right?
Yes.
I mean, we have no sales tax.
Yep. You're like New Hampshire.
Coming from Long Island, you're spending 9% on sales tax. For what? So they don't fix your potholes? It's crazy. So I don't pay sales tax. My property taxes, I have a 4-bedroom house. I pay $1,300 a year for property taxes.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I mean, it's just so the cost of living to basically get the same stuff that I get on Long Island. And my parents still live on Long Island. So every now and then I miss it. I'm like, you know what? Let's go drive. Let's see the grandparents. Drive to Long Island. I spend about 14 seconds on the Belt Parkway and want to die. And I'm like, oh, this is why I don't want to live on Long Island anymore.
All right, Alex, boating and golfing. Yeah, I need those two things.
All right, so I'm not a big boater. I just started getting into golf. I can walk to a golf course from my house. It's not great. It's like a little municipal golf course. But I would say within 20 minutes of me, there's probably six golf courses. The what's it called? DuPont Country Club hosted the PGA a couple years ago. That's 15 minutes from my house.
Okay.
I'm only 15 minutes from the Pennsylvania border. Bunch of nice golf courses up in southern PA. Like, you know, when you want to fly to Florida, right, you have to drive to LaGuardia or JFK. It's 2 hours from, you know, Suffolk County sometimes. I'm 35 minutes from the Philadelphia airport. I fly to Europe, do all those things.
Okay. So I mean, that's, listen, you're selling it very well. Now, we do have Islip that goes to Florida, goes to a couple of different locations. There is that, which is huge. It's a small airport, but
loved it.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, I'm going to Italy next month, and we can't fly to Italy through Islip, so we got to go to LaGuardia or JFK.
Yeah, but check this out, though, Alex.
You might as well camp out,
Alex. Listen, you've just let the cat out of the bag for a very, you know, a big secret. And the secret is that Delaware does offer a lot of the same things that we have here, but less taxes, less overhead. You know, the cost of living is a fraction of what it is here. So I'm assuming there's probably going to be like a million Long Islanders moving there tomorrow.
I hope not tomorrow, but like I would like. So I'm raising my son right. Like we're huge Rangers fans, huge Yankees fans, which is hard here. Like this is all Eagles country. It's all Flyers fans. Yes. So, like, my son has had to learn that. But the more, you know, if we can get a few more people down here to kind of support that cause, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be tough for someone who is, I mean, it's all Philadelphia sports fans down there in Delaware. That is tricky. That right
in
there got everybody to
Delaware, where I am, yeah.
Right, that's where everybody who was just Googling Delaware just closed out the browser. Was like, oh, no.
But, hold on, there's a caveat here. There's starting to be a big influx of New Yorkers who want to leave the taxes. So my next door neighbor, huge Giants fan. A kid my son went to school with, his dad, huge Giants fan. So like there's pockets of us and we're kind of growing here. We're you're not going to get the bagels. You're not going to get all that, but we're starting.
Well, all that stuff will come once all the other New Yorkers start moving in, just like it has done in Carolinas and Florida and everything else. So, yeah.
Correct.
Florida, you know, real New Yorkers are leaving in droves. Because of all the things that Alex was just talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and we, as long as this show is here, we're going to be here. We're going to be in New York. We're going to be on Long Island. So moving to Delaware is something that's not going to be on my radar or anything else. But, I mean, I think it sounds a hell of a lot better. So I guess I apologize to Brett in saying that it was sounded nuts to move to Delaware. Maybe he's ahead of the game. Maybe he's just sharper than I am.
You know? I don't know about that. It's just that your job kind of anchors you here. But we both love Long Island.
We
do. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we
love living here.
We do. We love living here is right. Quickly, Finn in West Islip. What's going on, Finn? Hello, Finn. And the phones are potentially dead again. Tom in North Arlington. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, G, good morning. I just got back, boys, from Ocean City. I got to jump on the Delaware thing. For years, I've been going down, 30 years, I've been going down with guys to Myrtle Beach, and we finally convinced our brides to let us slide in a second quick trip. So, G, the golf down there is good. It's not as good as, you know, big-time golf, but there's a lot of good golf just over the line from Delaware into Ocean City. There's good food down there. You know, it's definitely worth it. And the boating is also good, G. My nephew's got a house on the bay. Stuff right up your alley.
All right, perfect, man. It really does sound like, as Boomer said, thanks, Tom, really does sound like it's a lot of what we have on Long Island.
It is. It's just not Long Island. It's not New York.
It's just Delaware, yeah.
It's Delaware, which is fine.
Right. Yeah, which is fine, but it's Delaware.
I know it is.
I remember back in the, I don't know if this is a reference that you were going to know or remember, but the Wayne's World movies. You ever see the Wayne's World movies?
Yes.
And they were doing like a whole thing and like talking about different states that they were going to. They were like, oh, we're in California. We're going to go to the beach in LA and Muscle Beach and then go up to San Francisco. Oh, we're in New York. We're going to go to a Broadway show. Oh, we're in Chicago. We're going to be doing this and get deep dish pizza. Oh, we're in Delaware. Okay. And I remember that as a kid.
Oh, I see.
And now
okay,
it's in my
so
head, like, in Delaware, head. Delaware's like, nothing, there's nothing in Delaware.
You know, there's a lot of things in Delaware. And he's talking down Ocean City, Maryland, I think he was also talking. But there is Rehoboth, you know, Delaware.
Right, right.
Beautiful place. I got a friend that's building a beautiful house down there.
Oh.
And it's his retirement home.
Well, why don't they that guy invite us down? I'm going to be a Wally.
Well, he will when the house is done.
I'm going to win. I want to go down Wally's leech spot and get all the
you want a leech spot on this one, and we'll go
full
see Delaware. Yes.
Delaware experience.
And he's joining one of these golf clubs down there. Oh. So it's beautiful. So I said, okay, we're in.
All right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I'm Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. So we were just talking about one of the callers here that gets all the overnight hosts riled up. And that's Brett on Long Island. And Brett makes everybody scream, and he got the big zoo, which is hard to do. Even Eric and Ron Konkema called up, and he said, man, I've never heard you get this angry, big zoo. And it was intense. He was screaming. He was yelling. You could hear the quivering in his voice. This was no act. And then I said, well, this Brett on Long Island got mad at me once because he said he was going to retire to Delaware. And I was like, man, I'd never really heard anybody say that. I mean, I've heard a lot of Long Islanders leave and go down to the Carolinas, you know, Hilton Head, stuff like that, Outer Banks. A lot of them go to Florida.
Their state finance laws may be good for people in their retirement ages.
But I'd never heard Delaware. So Alex in Delaware is listening.
All right.
And Alex in Delaware wants to change my mind. And you know me. I'm open.
You are open.
I'm an open book here. You want to sell me on Delaware? I'm here to listen. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
All right. So first off, you can keep Brett. He sounds like a douche. I don't want him. So let's not talk too much about this. But I am originally from Center Reach, Long Island.
Okay.
I moved to Delaware 12 years ago. I'm not retired. I'm 35.
But so you moved there for work, right?
Yeah, correct. And I got to Delaware, and I'm like, this will be 2 years. I'm not staying in Delaware. It's not even a state. Like, I didn't even know it was a state. So I moved to Delaware, and you grow to really like it. You're basically a suburb of New York. It's 2 hours away. I can get to, I'm taking my son to a Yankees game in a couple of weeks. We'll drive there. It's 2 hours, which is how long it used to take me from Center Reach sometimes. So that's not a huge difference.
That is true, like, yes.
And you're on the ocean. You're down there on the ocean, Dewey Beach, right?
I'm not far.
Yep.
It's probably like an hour and a half from like the beaches. I'm in northern Delaware, so I'm kind of by where Biden, if he remembers where he lives. Like, that's about where we are.
Yeah.
So, not far from there. But let me tell you this thing. Over, you hate paying taxes, right?
Yes.
I mean, we have no sales tax.
Yep. You're like New Hampshire.
Coming from Long Island, you're spending 9% on sales tax. For what? So they don't fix your potholes? It's crazy. So I don't pay sales tax. My property taxes, I have a 4-bedroom house. I pay $1,300 a year for property taxes.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I mean, it's just so the cost of living to basically get the same stuff that I get on Long Island. And my parents still live on Long Island. So every now and then I miss it. I'm like, you know what? Let's go drive. Let's see the grandparents. Drive to Long Island. I spend about 14 seconds on the Belt Parkway and want to die. And I'm like, oh, this is why I don't want to live on Long Island anymore.
All right, Alex, boating and golfing. Yeah, I need those two things.
All right. So I'm not a big boater. I just started getting into golf. I can walk to a golf course from my house. It's not great. It's like a little municipal golf course. But I would say within 20 minutes of me, there's probably 6 golf courses. DuPont Country Club hosted the PGA a couple of years ago. That's 15 minutes from my house.
Okay.
I'm only 15 minutes from the Pennsylvania border. A bunch of nice golf courses up in southern PA. Like, you know, when you want to fly to Florida, right, you have to drive to LaGuardia or JFK. It's 2 hours from, you know, Suffolk County sometimes. I'm 35 minutes from the Philadelphia airport. I fly to Europe, do all those things.
Okay. So I mean, you're selling it very well. Now, we do have Islip that goes to Florida, goes to a couple of different locations. There is that, which is huge.
on. It's a small airport, but
loved it.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, I'm going to Italy next month, and we can't fly to Italy through Islip, so we got to go to LaGuardia or JFK.
Yeah, but check this out, though, Alex.
You might as well camp out.
Alex, listen, you've just let the cat out of the bag for a very, a big secret. And the secret is that Delaware does offer a lot of the same things that we have here, but less taxes, less overhead. The cost of living is a fraction of what it is here. So I'm assuming there's probably going to be like a million Long Islanders moving there tomorrow.
I hope not tomorrow, but like I would like. So I'm raising my son right. Like we're huge Rangers fans, huge Yankees fans, which is hard here. Like this is all Eagles country. It's all Flyers fans. Yes. So, like, my son has had to learn that. But the more, if we can get a few more people down here to kind of support that cause, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be tough for someone who is, I mean, it's all Philadelphia sports fans down there in Delaware. That is tricky. That right
in
there got everybody to
Delaware, where I am, yeah.
Right, that's where everybody who was just Googling Delaware just closed out the browser. Was like, oh, no.
But hold on, there's a caveat here. There's starting to be a big influx of New Yorkers who want to leave the taxes. So my next door neighbor, huge Giants fan. A kid my son went to school with, his dad, huge Giants fan. So like there's pockets of us and we're kind of growing here. You're not going to get the bagels. You're not going to get all that, but we're starting.
Well, all that stuff will come once all the other New Yorkers start moving in, just like it has done in Carolinas and Florida and everything else. So, yeah.
Correct.
Florida, real New Yorkers are leaving in droves. Because of all the things that Alex was just talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and we, as long as this show is here, we're going to be here. We're going to be in New York. We're going to be on Long Island. So moving to Delaware is something that's not going to be on my radar or anything else. But, I mean, I think it sounds a hell of a lot better. So I guess I apologize to Brett in saying that it was sounded nuts to move to Delaware. Maybe he's ahead of the game. Maybe he's just sharper than I am.
I don't know about that. It's just that your job kind of anchors you here, but we both love Long Island.
We
do. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we
love living here.
We do. We love living here is right. Quickly, Finn in West Islip. What's going on, Finn? Hello, Finn. And the phones are potentially dead again. Tom in North Arlington. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, G, good morning. I just got back, boys, from Ocean City. I got to jump on the Delaware thing. For years, I've been going down, 30 years, I've been going down with guys to Myrtle Beach, and we finally convinced our brides to let us slide in a second quick trip. So, G, the golf down there is good. It's not as good as, big-time golf, but there's a lot of good golf just over the line from Delaware into Ocean City. There's good food down there. It's definitely worth it. And the boating is also good, G. My nephew's got a house on the bay. Stuff right up your alley.
All right, perfect, man. It really does sound like, as Boomer said, thanks, Tom, really does sound like it's a lot of what we have on Long Island.
It is. It's just not Long Island. It's not New York.
It's just Delaware, yeah.
It's Delaware, which is fine.
Right. Yeah, which is fine, but it's Delaware.
I know it is.
I remember back in the, I don't know if this is a reference that you were going to know or remember, but the Wayne's World movies. You ever see the Wayne's World movies?
Yes.
And they were doing like a whole thing and like talking about different states that they were going to. They were like, oh, we're in California. We're going to go to the beach in LA and Muscle Beach and then go up to San Francisco. Oh, we're in New York. We're going to go to a Broadway show. Oh, we're in Chicago. We're going to be doing this and get deep dish pizza. Oh, we're in Delaware. Okay. And I remember that as a kid.
Oh, I see.
And now
okay,
it's in my
so
head, like, in Delaware, head. Delaware's like, nothing, there's nothing in Delaware.
You know, there's a lot of things in Delaware. And he's talking down Ocean City, Maryland, I think he was also talking.
Yeah.
But there is Rehoboth, Delaware.
Right, right.
Beautiful place. I got a friend that's building a beautiful house down there.
Oh.
And it's his retirement home.
Well, why don't that guy invite us down? I'm going to be
Wally. Well, he will when the house is done.
I'm going to win. I want to go down Wally's leech spot and get all the
you want a leech spot on this one, and we'll go
full
see Delaware. Yes.
Delaware experience.
And he's joining one of these golf clubs down there. So it's beautiful. So I said, okay, we're in.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.